Tonight, how's it going? The start of a week and controversy already brewing. What's new? It's a political year. Who's zooming who? And what are the polls saying? We're going to talk about it during this hour of ATN. We're also going to introduce you to a guy who talks about poverty for a living to kids in one of his classes at Columbia University. What does it mean to be poor, and where are we headed as a nation? He agrees with me, his name is Stephen Pimper, that the real number to talk about is those who dip in and out, in and out, in and out of the paycheck to paycheck deal. Hey, speaking of paycheck to paycheck, that's where Romney got in trouble. Mitt Romney today was alerted by his aides that, oh yeah, remember when you were in Boca Raton? Closed door fundraiser, pretty much right after you were anointed as the guy who's going to represent the Republicans. You said this off the cuff. You talked about the 47% of people. You remember those 47% of people. And unfortunately, some of the 47% of people who are relying on the government for everything, as he was talking about health care and whatnot, not too happy by Romney's perceived lack of understanding what it's like to be in the middle class. So this is a challenge, but how much of a hurdle will it be for Romney with 49 days to go? Do you believe it? 49 days, and then it's already November 6th? Where does the time go? I'm sure that's exactly what the Romney people are saying, and not just the Romney people, but even Obama's minions are saying the same thing. So it's a question of what happens in the last couple of months and how important it is to not have the kind of gaffes that Romney had in the comments that were released. Although, to his defense, or in his defense, he certainly didn't release the comments. He was talking to a private group, but you never know who's listening. And here's the thing. I'm glad that he didn't take back what he said, because I think he really believes what he said, that people, too many people are on the government payroll pretty much, and we can't have that many people on the payroll. In fact, the words that he was taped saying are, when he was secretly recorded, is that 47% believe that they are victims. They're going to vote for Obama because they're dependent on government support. Ooh, that stings. A lot of people that hear that will not like it, but were they the people that were going to vote for Mitt Romney? There's where my question comes in. How many of those people would say, oh, that's it, that's it, that's no way? Mm-mm. He said that at a fundraiser, and they leaked that out, and he doesn't care about people if they happen to be on unemployment or something else has happened in their life that sent them spiraling. And it's interesting. His exact quote, the one that's the most stinging, I think, is, there are 47% who are with him, meaning Obama, who are dependent on government, who believe that they are victims, who believe that government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe that they are entitled to health care, to food, to housing. And a group called the Tax Policy Center did the estimates for 2011, 46% of households end up owing nothing in federal taxes. If payrolls are counted, the number of non-paying households drops to 18% in 2011. Are you fumed? Are you just a little miffed? Are you fine with it? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-52. 83. The guy who ran last time against Obama, that would be, you need some help with that, that would be John McCain, the senator from Arizona, had this to say about still the controversy over the bombing, well, not bombing, over the horrific murder of the ambassador in Libya and three others, including two SEALs. So in that, in what happened in Libya, now there's questions as to what the United States knew, that there was intel that warned them ahead of time. Why didn't somebody do something? Why weren't they out of there? And John McCain talks about that this was absolutely an act of terror, and there's no way you point to that movie, the 14 minutes on YouTube, as a thing that ignited the crowds in Cairo and in Libya. Take a listen.
Most people don't bring rocket-propelled grenades and heavy weapons to a demonstration. That was an act of terror. And for anyone to disagree with that fundamental fact, I think, is really ignoring the facts. This wasn't a video that caused this. It's a fight, a struggle in the Arab world between the Islamists and the forces of moderation. And they want America disengaged. We shouldn't be apologizing for freedom of speech. We should be saying we demand freedom of speech for these people. That's one of the fundamentals of democracy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I agree with that. We should demand freedom of speech, even if it's ugly, we don't like it, whatever. That's the whole choice system in the United States. But the Prophet Muhammad and the tiptoeing around that, and was that the reason, and blah, 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 blah. I mean, you can tell it's so poorly done. Voices are dubbed over it. You know, this was slapped together on purpose. But does that excuse what happened? And because of what happened, does it mean that that was all based on the film? And I say the answer is no, 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 no. And certainly not at Libya. What happened at Libya, they could say it's a distraction, but I'm not going to believe it. There's no way that that's what happened that turned into the firefight and four Americans dead. I think that the guy who put this together slapped this together as fast as he could, and once you just make fun of the Prophet Muhammad, then that's where it gets crazy, because it's anti-Islamic rhetoric hatcheted up to a different level with the whole thing with the Prophet. However, I agree with McCain. I think that we live in a free country. I know that we live in a free country, at least the last time I checked. And the focus has to be on everything but video that comes out for 14 minutes on YouTube. I don't think so. And in this amateur film, you have the Prophet Muhammad as a womanizer, a buffoon, ruthless killer, and a child molester. So definitely some people had their feathers rankled, but to the point of the violence that we saw in the Middle East, I'm going to say not in Libya anyway. Not in Libya. And I don't know that we've heard the last of this 14 minutes. I went and looked at it. I'm telling you, it is nothing. It looks like something an 8-year-old kid could put together. I mean, honestly, it does. Coming up on the flip side, we're talking about poverty. Stay with us here in America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
And Stephen Pimper is going to talk to us about something that, sadly, we've been talking about a ton here on the show. How are you doing? What is your household income? You hear these numbers, and you almost don't believe them. The latest report by the Census Bureau, and this came out a couple weeks ago, in fact, we were talking about the median household income fell to $50,054 in 2011, and that's with 42.6 million Americans living in poverty. Boy, it's scary to see that the road that we're taking. Stephen, I should say, is the author of A People's History of Poverty in America, and he's an adjunct associate professor of social work at Columbia University and the City University of New York, the City University of New York. All right, Stephen, I'm a New Yorker. I didn't even know the City University. I think I'm saying that wrong. Thanks for jumping on this show.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
So you got to tell me.
I do not know the City University.
I do. I do know the City University. But, of course, we all know Columbia. So when you're pulling all this together, poverty in America, were there any things that just blew you away as you started to look at some of this information, some of the data?
I think that one of the things that surprised me most, and I was intentionally setting out to, the point of the book was to tell the story of poverty in America from the perspective of actual poor and homeless people themselves. So to try to set aside those usual narratives that we hear about, you know, what great men and to a lesser extent women did and what LBJ did and what Ronald Reagan did and what FDR did and all of that. But to look in the archives and in charity case records and in letters to the editor to hear poor and homeless people throughout history, and I start in the 1600s, tell for themselves what that experience was like, what caused their poverty, how they try to deal with it, how they feel as if they are understood by the rest of the world, and how ultimately, if they're lucky enough, how they escape it. And what surprised me was how similar so many of those accounts sounded over the course of time. I mean, it's to look at the description of living in a poorhouse in 1621 in Virginia and living in a rooming house in Chicago in the 1930s, and then to read an account from someone living in a homeless shelter in the South Bronx of New York in the 1980s. It's startling how similar those accounts sound, how similar those institutions how similar sort of the emotional and personal experience is for so many people as they try to figure out what their life is and how they got there and where they're going to go on from there.
And as you say, figure out their life and how they're going to go out from there. So what it is there's a lot of short-term poverty, people that are in this position for a short amount of time. What do you define short-term as? How long is that?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you mean. But if we look at some of the census data that I think people don't pay enough attention to, and I think we ought to, right? We see that top line number, 15% of Americans are poor. What that tells us is how many people were poor at the moment the census conducted the survey, right? But what we know is that people, in fact, move in and out of poverty over time. So if we step back and look at, say, a two-year period from 2009 and 2010 and ask how many people are poor at least once for 2 months or more over that two-year period, 32%. Of all Americans experience poverty for at least 2 months. By contrast, less than 5% are poor for that entire two-year period. Now, that, I think, comes as a really great surprise to lots and lots and lots and lots of people, right? We're accustomed, I think, to thinking about poverty as this permanent, long-term, entrenched, generational sort of thing. And that exists, and that's real, and we need to pay attention to that. But that's not where, in fact, most poverty is. A third of Americans experience poverty over the course of that two-year period, but it's 2 months here, 3 months there, right? It's because we've got so many families who are a crisis away from going from just getting by to not being able to get by at all. And often, it doesn't take much, right? Somebody loses a job, somebody gets laid off, they get their hours cut back. Somebody in the household who doesn't have insurance gets sick, the car breaks down, and they need $2,000 to repair it, right? There are very few households who have more than a couple of months' savings lying around if they even have that. So a crisis drives them into poverty. They recover. They get over it. They move out in 2 months or 3 months or 6 months or a year. But very often, because they're still living in that very precarious state where every nickel counts, will find themselves down the road back in poverty again.
Yeah. I think the scariest thing is, too, and this is what we keep talking about, is the middle class. It's that the income inequality is the thing that is scary. And what I hear from listeners who call America Tonight is, do they realize what's happening to the middle class? We're disappearing. Is it going to pretty much be the people who have money and the people who don't have money, which you saw, of course, some of what fueled the Occupy movement. How scary is that to watch this unfold from your eyes as you're breaking down these statistics?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the middle class is a share of the population has declined a full 10 percentage point just over the last, I think it's 15 years. There are fewer Americans sort of in that middle class, which I think is aspirational, right? That's sort of the story we tell of ourselves about the kind of lives we all want to be leading.
Sure.
Fewer and fewer people are able to do that, and the people who are maintaining their hold in the middle class are often either poorer or working significantly more hours just to tread water. So, I mean, I think that, we spend a lot of time, I think, talking about the poor. And I think in some ways that really, it's the wrong way to focus, right? Because I think that really is the folks that people think of it as this permanent, long-term, entrenched poverty. And again, really important. But I think it's a different issue. And I think that we're talking about what affects, depending on how you do the math, 30, 40, 50% of the population, it's the insecurity.
Yes.
That puts people into doubt. But it's the insecurity, it's the precariousness, it's the living in constant fear that something goes wrong. And, you go from thinking you're going to get through the month to suddenly going, oh, God, now what do we do?
Right. Then it leads to that, which you have obviously seen, too, when you look at the dollars and cents of it, is this massive debt that people get into, the debt hole,
yeah.
The debt dilemma.
Yeah. I mean, part of that is because wages have been declining and benefits have been declining and security's been declining and, that's part of how people have managed to get by is by debt. I mean, either revolving debt through credit cards, or as, you know, the cost of higher education has gone through the roof, and the kind of jobs that decent, upwardly mobile jobs are increasingly restricted to people who have higher education, are putting people in this awful bind, right, saying the only way you're going to manage to get ahead and get by is by getting a college degree or increasingly a graduate degree, but here's what it's going to cost you. You know, so we've got, you know, people graduating with utterly insane amounts of debt in the hopes that it'll pay off and the job's going to be good enough, then it won't take them the entire rest of their adult lives in order to pay off that loan debt. And, you know, that doesn't work for everybody, you know, especially, you know, the folks who graduated from college with, you know, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 in debt just as the recession hit.
Yeah. So what do you...
It's awful.
So what do you tell your millennial students, those that fit into that category, when you're teaching, you know, social work, for example?
I tell them never under any circumstance do you take a private student loan. Ever, 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 it will kill you. If you need to take out loans, take federal subsidized student loans and only take out what you need. And look really seriously at the placement rates of the various colleges in your area. In lots of instances, you can get as good or better an education at a public university and often even a community college as you can at someplace like Columbia, and you got to do the math. What are you going to graduate with in terms of debt if you go to one school over another, and is that really going to make enough of a difference in your income that it's worth it? You really got to think that through carefully. And the other thing, especially for social work students, is, you know, think about the kind of job that you want to do. If you graduate with too much debt, and what you really want to do is go off and do counseling work in a homeless shelter, and maybe if you're lucky make $35,000 a year, if you're walking out the door with $90,000 in debt, you're not going to be able to do the job that you want to do because it's not going to pay you enough money. And if that matters enough to you, then you got to think about that up front and figure out a way to create some space in your life for you to live the kind of life you want to lead, even if that means a little bit less income.
Good for you. That's great advice that I think everybody could take to think about those things as you embark, especially younger, embarking on your future and being wise. A little bit of planning, not just stumbling into it. Those days are long gone. Stephen Pimpare, thanks so much. A People's History of Poverty in America. Pick up the book. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Kate. It was real nice speaking with you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. the original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Bucks barely down the street, ooh, way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust.
Coming up in a new version of Waste Not Want. Seems like the space program is spending millions and millions of dollars on properties that are just unused. What does all that mean? And, of course, everybody's up in arms over the new report over Social Security, the errors that might end up costing millions of dollars, too. And speaking of millions, Apple, 2 million iPhones sold in 24 hours. Wow. Apple stock goes through the roof. $700. Wow. $700 for a share of Apple. But it wasn't about those kinds of numbers, whether it's wasteful or whether it's positive for a company's bottom line. Nope. It was all about, unfortunately, what we've seen, the shocking video. I should say, it is shocking. What's happening in the Middle East? We're used to the countries in the sand, let's face it, sitting among thousands of years of religious attitude and hatred and infighting and everything else. We're used to seeing explosions, things happening in some of the squares, sadly, and people being torn in a lot of different directions depending on what the country is. However, the anti-American sentiment also is not something new, but seeing the violent response to the anti-Prophet Muhammad 14-minute video that was released on YouTube, the reaction that supposedly was heard across the Middle East, I think has sent some people rethinking careers, and that anti-American attitude has led to other people in countries like Libya and Egypt, other people holding up signs, "We love you, America, we're the norm," that kind of stuff, to say, hey, don't leave. Don't run away because of a few bad apples. Susan Rice, the ambassador to the U.S. At the U.N., had this to say about the response to Egypt and the awful anti-American sentiment that seems to be across the board from country after country.
It obviously didn't prove sufficient to the nature of the attack and sufficient in that moment. And that's why, obviously, we have reinforced our remaining presence in Tripoli. The president has been very clear the protection of American personnel and facilities is and will remain our top priority. That's why we've reinforced our presence in Tripoli and elsewhere. The counter demonstrations, the outpouring of sympathy and support for Ambassador Stevens and for the United States, the government of Libya and the people on the streets saying how pained they are by this is much more a reflection of the sentiment towards the United States than a small handful of heavily armed mobsters. What this began as was a spontaneous, not a premeditated, response to what had transpired in Cairo. In Cairo, as you know, a few hours earlier, there was a violent protest that was undertaken in reaction to this very offensive video that was disseminated.
Yeah, so that's a response, but others are saying, well, wait a second, spontaneous. I don't think that it's spontaneous what happened. So there seems to be a massive tug of war over whether or not this was a spontaneous attack in Benghazi or something different. And the explanation for it is kind of iffy, but the administration is definitely sticking to the claim that Ambassador Rice just made there, that it was spontaneous, and saying that maybe it was exploited by militants. But that's all they're saying. Because if you look at the numbers, there was no demonstration when the attacks happened around 9:30 in Benghazi last Tuesday. So it appeared to go against what we were hearing about these demonstrations over the Prophet Muhammad movie, that they had just gotten out of control. The Libyan attack, intelligence people are saying, and this is what I've heard too, is that the Libyan attack was planned. It had nothing to do with the movie whatsoever. There was a small demonstration. It wasn't a noticeable one. The working theory between the intelligence people is that the attackers in Benghazi took some inspiration from the demonstrators in Cairo, but that's it, that the connection is done. After that, there is no connection. When we keep asking the question that we can't answer on the U.S. consulate and whether it was planned, unless we know and get the people who were responsible for it, was it spontaneous? I don't think it was spontaneous. I think that it was coordinated and pre-planned, and that was it. And yes, they're gathering all the evidence, but I think that's what they're going to come up with. It was extremist, and it was definitely not spontaneous. It wasn't a spontaneous thing. And I think the argument pretty much is going to continue to live through, at least for another month or so. This is one of those stories that has legs, as they say. So maybe in the wash it'll come out differently, but I seriously doubt it. I seriously doubt it. This is a good fair or foul. I like to mix in some odds and ends once in a while. And remember, you're not dead out of this conversation on the Overnight High. We can always throw in your 2 cents on what you think about the attacks or any of the other things we've talked about, frankly. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-2283. How about this story of the Florida family that might get fined for having a weekly Bible study in their house? It all has to do with zoning codes. The couple is Shane and Marlene Rosiger, and they're in Venice, Florida. They might get $250 a day for hosting Friday night prayer and Bible study gatherings, where they always try to have at least 10 people attend. And the problem is, they're facing a fine for putting up a small sign, for example, in their front yard that says, need prayer, and then their number. It's a weekly Bible study. And that's a code infraction in that neck of the woods anyway. I'm going to go back to the, have we all gotten crazy here, why is this, why are these people being slapped down? Because in the Department of Fair or Foul, I'm going to say foul every time that you ask me that question. So I don't see it. You might look at it differently. Send me an email, americatonight.net, or 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. All right, more details on $7 million in gold. Imagine somebody in your family passes away. You think they have $200 in the bank. Turns out they have $7 million of gold bars and coins, and they're a recluse. So you had no idea that this was happening. We're talking about gold coins minted in the 1840s, Mexico, England, Austria, South Africa, and they just base the weight of the gold, what it would be worth, $7 million. And some of the gold coins are collector's items. But the 69-year-old had heart problems. He died in his home in Carson City, Nevada, Walter Schmaskow's home. He died in his house, and he didn't leave a will and had no close relatives. Wow. No close relatives. And he's leaving $7 million behind. By the way, just because there was only money in the bank account, only $200, he also had stock accounts of $165,000 and $12,000 in another account. So this guy was no dummy. He was planning for a rainy day. He was planning for the fact that he had to worry about his retirement himself. And that is just a crazy story. Crazy story. $7 million worth of gold hidden in various places in his house. Like I said, it's just another one of those wowzers. I can't believe it. That people thought he had just a couple of nickels in the pocket, and sure enough, he had way more than that, way more than that. All right, collective bargaining and the unions. This is where we're going to end with this last couple minutes for this segment anyway. Still no deal in sight in Chicago. You got all these kids out of work. Rahm Emanuel, the mayor there, asked an Illinois court to force Chicago teachers back to work and end a week-long strike. He's saying this strike is illegal, but the court won't issue a ruling until later in the week. Wow. So a spokesperson for the city said the judge wasn't expected to rule on the filing on Monday, nor have arguments been scheduled. So what does that mean? It means it's still blowing around in the wind. And nothing has happened yet at this point. Oh, I would think for some of these families, when you're talking about 350,000 to 400,000 students who rely on meals and basic nutrition, I mean, this couldn't be a worse time for this to happen. They need to hurry up and get it solved, get it done, and get back to work. Because it's that much more that the kids are missing not being in the classroom. So get the agreement done and get out of there. The average salary for the teachers in Chicago is $76,000, highest paid in the nation, certainly among them anyway. The contract outline calls for annual raises, but some teachers are upset it didn't restore a 4% raise that was rescinded last year. Where do you stand on this issue? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption,
absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Politicians in just a second. Hey, if there was a dunk tank, you know, like the whole idea of a dunk tank at a state fair or carnival or that kind of thing, you know, somebody crawls in and then, boom, you pay just to throw the balls at the little piece of metal that ultimately, if it's pushed all the way back through your throwing the balls, the person sinks. If you put somebody in that dunk tank position, who would it be? I think I must answer my own question. Ray is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Ray.
Good evening, Kate.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fair. It's chilled down a little bit. Not 100 and something degrees no more.
I know. Isn't that kind of nice? I mean, I like summer, but boy, after a while you get tired of the 100 plus. Cool.
Dunking boots, though. Oh, my goodness. I want to put them all in there.
Just put all the politicians. Maybe we could solve our financial crisis. Everyone would, if every American lined up and paid a few dollars, that's it. It's over.
Yeah, I want to put them all in there. The president, Mr. Romney, all of them. All of them running.
I like it. I'm there with you.
These teachers, what are they looking for? They're looking for not being held liable to
evaluations.
valuations. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, they don't want evaluations for the work that they're doing in the classrooms. They don't think it's fair. They don't want evaluations.
It's sad. I'm a union member. My job's union, but I'm held accountable for what I do.
Yeah.
If I don't perform up to my standards, they can let me go. And I feel that that's really important in the education system. These kids deserve to have the best available.
You know what, I agree with you, and if you don't evaluate the teachers, how do you get the best teachers in there? You have to have some form of evaluation, yes.
You know,
I agree.
I think that's all it is. We're trying to get some, what they're trying to do, I believe, is replace some of these teachers with teachers that are better, and you just can't do it.
No. And that's the problem. There's the rub with some unions, because in one sense, if it's a good, solid union and the majority of the people are incredible workers and they move up the chain and they're responsible for things, it's all good. They were there for a reason. But the teachers' union, boy, it's a backbreaker. It was a backbreaker in New Jersey, and it's a backbreaker in Chicago.
The Jersey guy's got stuff going on, though, doesn't he?
Well, the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, tried to work with the teachers' union and said, listen, we are in a crisis mode. Here's what the deal is. If every teacher gives 1,000 back, then we can save all the other teachers who lose their jobs. They wouldn't do it, and a bunch of young teachers lost their job. But he did straighten out the money flow. Yes.
I'm liking Mr. Christie, what I hear about him. I like him. So,
yeah, we'll I like him too.
We'll see what happens in another 4 years, maybe. Hard to say what's going to go down this 4 years, but
this 4 years is going to be. I'll tell you what. You look at the polls, and the polls don't show a giant gap in between Obama and Romney. But there's so many people that are saying that they're going to sit home. What does that translate into when you have to really win almost everything in sight? You got to be like Pac-Man if you're Romney. So you need every voter you can to push that electoral total. And it's looking like people are furious and they don't want to vote.
Well, on my way home from work tonight, listening to your show, I heard an ad for a libertarian candidate that I hadn't heard before.
Uh-huh. And he's got, it's Gary Johnson, and he is somebody who, I had a friend that covered him. He's somebody who was the governor in New Mexico twice, I want to say. And he stands for libertarian type values, you know, freedom and leave our guns alone, smaller government, that kind of thing. And it's an uphill battle for him. I like Gary Johnson, but the problem is having the horses to do it. I've said this all along. We need that third party. So desperately we need a third party. And, you know, it's interesting that you bring him up. I looked at a CNN poll, and they said 3 or 4% of registered voters said they would vote for him. And this is the former governor of New Mexico.
I'm torn. I've been a Democrat for quite a while. Not really happy with either side. And I think these guys that run for the independent, one of these days, everybody's just as many of us have to vote for him just to get anything changed, I believe. Who knows?
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's the reason why the rise in independent, you know, labels, for sure, Ray. Always fun to chat with you. Good caller. Keep calling us, Raymond. Here's the problem. That's why I think we need the third party for a couple different reasons. One, Johnson is fighting for ballot access, by the way, and for libertarian support and everything he can get. I think the thing here is we need more choices. The last time a third-party candidate was included in the presidential debates, you know when that was? I know you all know. This is such a smart audience. 92, Ross Perot. He was running for president. And Johnson won't be included in these debates, but Perot was included in those debates. And it's a little unusual that the Libertarian candidate for president is kind of pushing or courting other Libertarians, but that's what he has to do, because look at Ron Paul. If you could get a chunk of Ron Paul's base, ooh, maybe he gets a bigger percentage of the vote. And it's a unique thing. It's about freedoms. It's about, you know, you don't want government coercion. And there are a couple of other things that would make up what a typical Gary Johnson supporter would be. And I actually like what I've heard about Gary Johnson. I had a friend, Mike, that used to cover him for a station I worked at, KOB Television in Albuquerque, and said he was really a stand-up guy, meaning you'd ask him pointed questions, and even if they were tough, he'd just answer the questions. Just answer the questions. Imagine that. Instead of running to an aide or shooting something back, he always answered the questions. And yet, that's what we need. Whoever it is, we need somebody who can answer the questions. Help us. Be truthful. Don't be running the entire time you're in office. Hit the sweet spots. That's what we need desperately in this country. We need serious hope and change. How about hope and change we can count on? How about that? So he's not the first, Ray's not the first to bring up Gary Johnson. I got a note from Al, who listens to the show, and he said, "Whoa, I heard the thing about Gary Johnson. Tell me more, sis. How come I don't know anything about Gary Johnson?" Well, the reason is because he doesn't have the money machines behind him like the other candidates do. But he was successful. He has the track record. All you have to do is look him up. And he's a former businessman, former governor of New Jersey, and he's now the Libertarian Party nominee for the President of the United States.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.